Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, October 3rd. We are 78.6% of the way through the year. We have 79 days left until winter. Local early morning temperatures range from 35 degrees in Ashland to 45 in Kingston. Regional average soil temperature is 55 degrees. It's early fall, so we're plowing through the expected chores. For some, this is the best time to trim trees and bushes. Planting is still going on. Allow enough time to properly plant carrots, garlic, potatoes, and others. Time to check safety devices, make sure sump pumps are operational, exhaust fans work and flow freely, get your pipes cleaned. Make sure you plan to drain your fountains, sprinklers, hoses, and their spigots. Make sure your chimneys are swept and all exhaust pipes, including your dryer, are checked. It may also be time to change filters in things like furnaces and humidifiers. Seal cracks in your driveways before ice and water magnify that damage. And temperatures this week are looking great for getting all those things done. This morning, the official numbers say no rain today, but radar is showing some small chances to get wet. So, especially in the southern part of the listening area, keep an eye out for a couple of sprinkles, but otherwise the day is going to be dry. Winds will be brisk. Be sure to bring a jacket with you today. We're going to see a high of 60 degrees at 4 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 41 degrees, then bounce right back up to 60 degrees again tomorrow afternoon. Overnight, we see chances for some isolated rain and a low of 47 degrees. Wednesday gets a little warmer, hitting 67 degrees. Thursday climbs even higher, reaching 73 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 4:06 a.m., high tide at 9:32 a.m., low tide again at 4:10 p.m. and high tide once again at 9:57 p.m. The river temperature will be 62 degrees and today's tide strength will be low. Looking way up, we see an active sky expecting geomagnetic storms tonight into tomorrow as several coronal mass ejections are expected to hit Earth. For today, flare chances are up with a 40% chance of X-class flares. Radio and GPS glitching have good chances today. Solar wind speed is currently 476.3 kilometers per second at a scant 0.8 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then currently predicted to be fair for all frequencies overnight, and that could change as the CMEs show up. Watch for particle density to increase. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 102, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.